Always great to catch up with the federal member for Groom, Garth Hamilton, joins me for breakfast. Good morning to you.
G'day, Lee. How you doing?
Very well, mate. Very well. Plenty of things for us to talk about, including Anzac Day coming up and some of the volunteer grants that are on offer. The first thing, though, that I do want to talk about is the federal government declining to provide $40 million in funding for the Wagners Well Camp Entertainment Precinct. Obviously, I think it's a little bit of a disappointing scenario. What are your thoughts?
Well, look, it's a great project, and I've been out there myself. I think it's probably more a matter at this point of time of making sure we get our priorities right. There's a hell of a lot of water infrastructure and roads around the place that we also need to be focusing on, Lee. And I think there's an issue here around making sure that we spend public funds in the best way possible that supports the existing needs we have within the community. But all that said, absolutely, this is a great project. I think the Deputy Prime Minister's words were, we just need to think about things for now. This is a matter of priority. That's all.
I understand that, and certainly they're very populist projects to pick on. Water and roads, you'll always get a few people putting their hands up and saying, yes, that's a great thing that the government's looking at. But a lot of that water infrastructure has been lagging for 4 or 5 decades, roads that have been lagging for 2 and 3 decades, and successive governments who've done absolutely nothing about it. This was an opportunity, though, to provide thousands of jobs up front, and ongoing income, an actual tourist destination in our region that we don't have, for a $40 million investment with a private company that's putting in $80 million of their own money. I don't know that that's even got a precedent in this country. It sort of feels like, and I'm certainly not putting this on you, Garth, but it sort of feels like it's a bit political. If it had been an LNP government in Queensland state government, we might be talking about a different scenario.
Oh, look, I don't, certainly from my point of view, Lee, I take your point. But look, we've got a second road to Highfields that we need to build in a hurry. Highfields has grown, I think, 10,000 people between the last two census takings. So we've got a huge congestion issue on that road up to Highfields. We need to fix that. Just across the road from Wagners Airport, we've got Bitterston Road, which is unsealed at the moment. I saw the council announced they had $23 million of roads that they need to seal around the place. And further, they've had to take 10% off their capital works. I think what we've got here is probably an area that we need to put some attention into, making sure we get those basic critical infrastructure pieces in place. But look, certainly, I want to say it clearly, this is still an exciting project. I think this is really just a matter of priority, Lee.
All right, fair enough. The Toowoomba Show, it was great to see it back and bigger and better than ever. 30,000 people odd going through the gates over 3 days, and that has probably secured the show for the next few years.
What a fantastic event. That was the first day was absolutely cracking. A little bit of rain on the second, but just a great turnout. I had the pleasure, Lee, of being one of the judges for the Miss Showgirl competition. I've got to say, our future's in very safe hands. Some excellent young people coming through, great leaders within the community doing wonderful things. Really just warms the soul to see the future being held by such great kids.
Absolutely. Something else that is back in 2021 and I think absolutely fantastic is Anzac Day. I'll be part of the Westbrook commemoration there and doing my bit on the morning of Sunday morning, and we'll have the big Toowoomba Dawn service and then Dawn services all over our region.
Oh, look, I'm going to be all across the place. You'll see me out and about on Anzac Day, probably catching up for a bit of lost ground after last year. There's a lot of things going on. It's just wonderful to see. I think everyone, kind of like the show, Lee, everyone's going to want to get back out and support that little part of our community, that little way of life that we all missed, that thing that we all hold so special.
Absolutely. And maybe a game of two up or something down the railway. Goodshed, who want to be a part of that. It's just one of the many things that you can get involved in for Anzac Day and show your support for our returned servicemen and women. You also putting out a call for supporting our local travel agents. I spoke to one of them just recently about the New Zealand and Australia bubble, and already they're starting to see an increase in their business, which is great news.
That's fantastic news to hear. And look, we do have some great little travel agents in and around Toowoomba region, and it's important that we try everything we can to do to keep that great industry going. It's had some real challenges this year, no doubt. But look, Lee, I think the New Zealand travel bubble, I hope it's just the start of bigger and better things, and we can look to what's next, hopefully Singapore maybe after that. But we need to reopen our world slowly and carefully and make sure that we do it in a way that allows us to keep opening up.
All right. And just reminding people that there are some grants available for volunteers, those people that are the backbone of things that we do around our region.
Absolutely. Look, the volunteer grants, jump on my website. It's garthhamilton.com.au. Have a look and see what's there. This is an opportunity for the federal government to reach out to those wonderful people who just hold our communities together, whether it's the small coaches or footy teams or whether it's community groups or whatever it is. We want to be there for you. We know how much work you've done during 2020 keeping our beautiful country together. So let's hope we can support those people, keep doing so, Lee.
All right. And those of you in Groom, in the electorate, in your mailbox this week, also on online and through Facebook, there is a survey where you've got an opportunity to give some feedback as to what you might want to see around the region, maybe a big entertainment precinct out at Wellcamp Airport. I don't know. But anyway, you're just reminding people that's out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Australia's biggest survey. We're going to drop it out there for everybody. And We really use this, Lee. This is actually something that's very important as a mechanism for us to ensure that we're listening to people, ensure we're understanding the needs of the community. And this is certainly something that's important. I would encourage you, if you have strong feelings on something, whack it into this survey so we get a hold of it and we can understand what it is that drives the people of the Toowoomba region.
All right. Federal Member for Groom, Garth Hamilton, as always, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Good on you, Lee.
Well, yesterday, some big changes to the very popular Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers was announced, and right there was Councillor James O'Shea for the Toowoomba Regional Council, and he joins us for breakfast this morning. Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Lee. Thank you for having me.
Look, a few big changes happening. Of course, I suppose the biggest one is the fact that the carnival now runs for 20 extra days.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really, really exciting, and it's been a part of Council's future planning with the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers to extend out over that period. And I think it's just something where we've seen it continue to grow in popularity, continue to see visitation to our region outside of that official 10 days. And there's so much, I suppose, depth and breadth of our region when it comes to the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers to celebrate. So September, as we all know, is the best time of year in the Garden City. So what a great time to celebrate Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers over the full 30 days.
Oh, absolutely. And that means there will be plenty on, and it's a lot to talk about. And you can get all the details at tcof.com.au as they start to arrive there. But a couple of things that I just wanted to cover off on. One of the big changes, the ever-popular Carnival of Flowers Grand Central Floral Parade, that is going to be moved in time now. Is that right?
Yeah, so the Grand Central Floral Parade will begin at 10 o'clock. So traditionally, for a number of years now, it's been at 3 o'clock. You probably remember even prior to that, it was at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
But the decision's been made for it to go back to 10 o'clock. So a couple of reasons behind that. But the main one behind it is that after the Carnival of Flowers each year, they reach out to businesses, to sponsors, to people that are involved along the parade route and just seek feedback. And from feedback from the community, the decision was made to go to 10 o'clock. So logistically, it makes things a little bit easier in terms of closing down the streets just for your normal run-of-the-mill traveller and I guess the people that live along that parade route for the amount of time that their streets are blocked. But what it also does is, I think the traders it expressed a view that with it being on earlier, it creates that further foot traffic around our CBD and around the area, and it would see an increase for business. So if Carnival of Flowers is something that we know so many people benefit from, and if it's something that aids the business community as well, if it's more suitable for people at that time. And it also adds another element to it as well, is that when you've got all of those floats that finish at Queen's Park at 3 o'clock and then they've got to get out of there.
Afternoon
time, and it can be a little bit tricky as well. So logistically there's reasons for the move, but also just the want from the community to move it earlier to make it a better experience was part of that as well.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. There's no doubt about that. That is going to be on Saturday the 18th of September, and that will be a week after the now standalone Food and Wine Festival.
Which has become such a massive event. I think so many people have really looked forward to it. People have voted with their feet. We've seen the amount that it's attended that over the years. So again, it is probably something that deserves its standalone weekend. So it goes on to that weekend. And also as well, logistically, having something like that, the amount of people through the park after the parade on that big day with everything that's happening in the park as well. So This was just an opportunity, I think, for it to have its standalone status with it. And when you extend out to that 30 days, it really gives that opportunity for each of the weekends of the days to have a signature event. So that second weekend, 10 till 12, will be the Festival of Food and Wine.
All right, a couple of new things. Cinema Under the Stars, that's going to be happening at the Drayton Toowoomba Cemetery with a great lineup there. And also, I think this is fantastic, involving the Lockyer Valley Regional Council and inviting them up, High Cheese to Spring Bluff with Alastair McLeod. I think that'll be great.
Yeah, no, really looking forward to those two additions. So, yeah, as you mentioned, the High Cheese at Spring Bluff, Alastair McLeod a part of that. So that really kicks off the first weekend of the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers, celebrating, of course, all the flavours, and hence the title of a very cheese theme to it. So that one, and that one will be really popular, I think. And then, and then that other one, a great one for the families at the school holidays time, the last weekend, that Cinema Under the Stars, so of the great moments that you see out there. So that'll be quite a spectacular scene, and you'll see some classic movies that'll be on that with all the success over New Year's, where we had the pop-up movie theatre, or drive-in movie theatre on that occasion out of the showground, and it was really popular. So to add something like this on the final weekend for families. But yeah, so those two events to top and tail the month, I'm pretty excited about.
Cannot wait. It is an entire month now celebration for the award-winning and Hall of Fame-winning Carnival of Flowers. It all kicks off on the 1st of September, and all the information, tcof.com.au. Councillor James O'Shea, thank you very much for your time this morning, as always.
Thank you very much for you, Lee.
You cannot be serious!
Yes, I'm serious. We all know someone with a handy party trick, from a double-jointed thumb that leaves you feeling queasy to tying a cherry stalk with their tongue. But one young woman believes she can do something no one else can.
I can shoot milk out of my armpit.
Wait, what?
I can shoot milk out of my armpit.
That's right. The breastfeeding mother has demonstrated her newfound talent, exposing her pitties and producing milk on a video that's doing the rounds of social media. And despite the video being viewed over 2 million times with thousands of comments left, to this point, no one else has at least admitted to a similar talent. And recently, we told you about the new job for Prince Harry and its rather unusual title as Chief Impact Officer at a mental health startup in California, a position known in business circles as a chimpo. Not the most flattering title for a former royal, but hey, whatever pays the bills. Unfortunately, things get worse for poor old Harry. You see, in Japan, chimpo is a very popular slang term for, well, let's just say, Little Harry, if you know what I mean. Now, the title isn't just specific to him. Many companies have a chimpo, but what's really got people giggling across Japan is the fact that Harry is the chimpo, or Willy, if you like, for a company called BetterUp. No doubt.
You cannot be serious!
Chimpo.